Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving, and we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Before anything, happy Thanksgiving, Judy.
And to you as well.
To all our listeners, and we hope you have a wonderful, safe holiday. But before then, let's talk about some news. Well, it says this in my copy here, crazy Gloversville election.
Yeah.
I guess we have to make sure we do the math correctly.
Well, yeah, when it comes to political news, the city of Gloversville up in Fulton County has been the hot spot this week, I guess. First, the results of the mayoral election were overturned. Then there was some suspense about whether the new results would be challenged. And now the mayor, the one who was actually elected, the incumbent, Dayton King, says he's finished with the Republican Party. King was the first Gloversville mayor in nearly 70 years to be reelected twice. He actually didn't find out about this until Monday when the Fulton County Board of Elections called him up and said, hey, when we told you you lost back earlier this month, we were wrong. You didn't lose, you actually won. He defeated fellow Republican Bill Roback Jr. King lost a narrow Republican primary to Roback back in September. And, again, on election night, he thought he had lost by about 300 votes. That's according to the unofficial election results. After a recount, however, the County Board of Elections announced that King had actually won the election after errors were found in the counting of ballots in two of the wards. The election commissioner told us it was human errors. It was just people were calling in the wrong numbers, and that it actually has happened before. As for King and the Republican Party, he says it's done absolutely nothing for him.
From that now official story to something you don't normally associate with a parade, at least until after, massive garbage trucks.
That is true. We had the Daily Gazette Holiday Parade in Schenectady last Saturday night. Thousands of people took to the street. But also on the street that night were dozens of very big trucks. A lot of garbage trucks were parked to block vehicle access to the parade route. We also saw officers up high with rifles. They were keeping watch for danger. We talked to city police spokesman Matt Deering, who said, we're exercising every resource we have to make sure everyone in attendance at the parade is as safe as possible. He says every event that happens in the state, country, and world, they take notice of and adjust their plans accordingly. Police departments around the world have been on notice for vehicles used as weapons of terror, especially in places where large numbers of people gather.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, happy Thanksgiving again. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Always thankful for you and WAMC.